You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Stay out of the lake. The National Weather Service says there will be dangerous swimming conditions on Lake Michigan beaches through early Friday morning. It's impacting swimming areas along the Great Lake from Kenosha north to Sheboygan. Strong winds coming from the northeast are driving waves as high as 6 feet. The Weather Service also has an air quality alert running today through midday. Ahead of an emergency meeting of a Milwaukee Common Council committee today, the city's police union is speaking out about ongoing issues. There's been an increase of violence which has impacted the downtown Water Street area. In response, a committee has called for an emergency meeting to ask police for answers. The Milwaukee Police Association says officers still don't have a contract after 2.5 years and that they're working through chronic understaffing. A statement from the police union says the problem with a lack of officers is especially hitting the same downtown area that's set for discussion today. The union is calling on city leaders to back up their talk about public safety with solutions like paying officers the same rate as others in the region. The Domes will still have a home in Milwaukee. Today, Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley and County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson will sign legislation approving $30 million in funding to restore the Mitchell Park Domes. The project will be a public-private partnership. The Domes Reimagined project will repair and reglaze all three Mitchell Park Domes to fix water leaks, upgrade mechanical systems, and to enhance the surrounding area. Construction is expected to start in 2027. Milwaukee may pay out $600,000 to settle two police misconduct lawsuits. Both claimed rights were violated. Isaiah Taylor's case involves a 2015 stop and frisk, and Antoine Fuller alleges that he was tased and his kids were detained in 2021. The settlements were approved by a city committee, but still need the full Common Council's okay. One person is dead after a police chase on Brady Street last night. A crash happened just before 9:30 when a driver fleeing police crashed into another car, killing a 29-year-old and the car hit. The driver of the car fleeing, a 22-year-old, was injured but taken into custody. Someone must have lodged a complaint. A report on JS Online says after his 2024 re-election, State Representative Bob Donovan paid himself $850 a month from campaign funds. It was for housing expenses listed as staff lodging. However, no staff lived there. Donovan had kept his old home outside the district while renting an apartment inside the new district. Donovan later reimbursed most of the money, but critics say the initial use of funds was questionable. Corn starch caused a scare at a Milwaukee Social Security office yesterday. It led to a full hazmat response. It came after someone found a suspicious white powder near 92nd and Capitol. Firefighters evacuated the building and called in extra crews before officials confirmed that the powder was corn starch. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Are the Packers tough enough? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp continues. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if the team has been physical enough in the playoffs against teams like the 49ers or the Eagles.
Quite frankly, over the last couple of years, I felt really good about our physicality and our toughness and our ability to play that kind of game. I think there probably were times in the past where I was kind of like, we need to be a little more physical of a football team, but not over the last couple of years.
Baseball. The Brewers with another win, 9-3 over the Cubs. Milwaukee now with a 2-game lead over Chicago. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's a game of people. Those people are at their best self. If Vaughn starts worrying about, like, oh, well, what if next year, I'm going to set a record. All bets are off. Oh, I got 19 steals. I got to get to 20. No one cares. You know what I mean? No one will care about your baseball card.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Three Body Problem is moving forward with a two-season cast. The show about a Chinese scientist who inadvertently signals aliens, then discovers they are headed towards Earth and will arrive in a couple decades, was a critic's darling after season one. The scientists band together with a detective to help stave off an existential planetary threat. Claudia Dumit and Ellie DeLange join the cast. Season two of Three Body Problem drops in 2026 on Netflix. Here's a Pete pick. It's an oldie, but a goodie. For whatever reason, I never got around to watching the show Dexter until this past weekend. The Showtime drama thriller about a forensic scientist who is a serial killer, but only kills those he deems deserving, is at times suspenseful, thoughtful, and complex. The show dropped in 2006 and ran for 8 seasons. If you're looking for mystery accompanied by some dismemberment, you have several seasons to binge, and all of them can be streamed at Paramount Plus. In the weird get weirder news, after the Coldplay concert Kiss Cam incident involving astronomer CEO and the company's head of HR, who have both been let go, the company has hired Nepo Baby and publicity hound Gwyneth Paltrow as its temporary spokesman. Astronomer definitely has a sense of humor about itself, since Paltrow is the ex-wife of Coldplay frontman Chris Martin. Some people parlay an Oscar win into better creative work. Then there's Paltrow, who will try to sell anything. Director Richard Linklater and actor Ethan Hawke teamed up again for the film Blue Moon. A biographical drama with lots of music tells the story of Lawrence Hart, who was Richard Rodgers' partner before he connected with Oscar Hammerstein. The film is not expected to hit theaters until October of this year, but it's knocking the socks off most critics with 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Multiple times, the Linklater-Hawke collaborations have led to an Oscar nomination for Hawke. The first steps were big steps for the Fantastic Four at last weekend's box office. To no one's surprise, the new Marvel-Disney effort finished in first place after being aided by good reviews to rake in $117 million domestically and $240 million globally. This is the fourth summer blockbuster to open with over $400 million at the gate. It was all big studio competition for the remaining four spots of the top five. Superman finished in second place with a healthy $25 million in its third week of release. Jurassic World Rebirth came in third with $13 million in its fourth week of release. F1 racing flick, F1, finished in fourth place with just over $6 million, and the Smurfs finished in fifth place with $5.5 million in its second week on the big screen. Let's keep going to the movies, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and thunderstorms are possible later today and tonight. We could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tonight. High today, 73. Tomorrow, sunny, 75 on Friday, sunshine with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.